When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. I can never sound as good as Duffy. There's just no question about it. Fly Jams Friday. No matter how hard I try, I won't sound as cool as Duff. Fly Jams Friday, that's what it is. Just out of the TARDIS is DJ Shagru. He's all ready. He's got his costume on, beret, boots, heels, goldfish. 312-981-7200 for your requests. R&B, funky stuff. Let's get this party started here. 312-981-7200. And get your requests in. I have my first request of the morning. Yeah. Now, DJ Shagru, I have picked this song in the past, and it's been a long time since we played it. But the main reason I chose this is because of the video. Because the video, you have to admit, Dan.
I have seen NFL players with smaller shoulder pads.
I love the video. I love the video. It is a quintessential 80s video, like really tacky. The fashion, the style, everything about it screams bad 80s. One word. All I'm going to say, one word, Dan, if the reason why people should see the video, keytar. That's all I'm saying. Liberal use of the keytar in this video. That's Star Point, by the way. And before the video starts, I don't know, Dan, I know you probably go to the hook, right? Did you see the beginning of it?
I did not.
Okay, at the beginning, they all get in a circle, and they put their hands in. Before they go out to perform, and they go, Star Point! You got to see this video, everybody. Object of My Desire by Star Point. Oh, by the way, it's on our Facebook page. If you want to see liberal use of keytar and 80s shoulder pads and Star Point, go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show to see that. All right, the news is coming up next, and then we'll get back to Fly Jams Fridays. Get your requests in right now, 312-981-7200. Another very 80s song. That's Karen White, Secret Rendezvous. If I'm not mistaken, I believe, Dan, that was produced by Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas.
I could hear that.
Yeah. And it's, we haven't had a Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas song featured in a little while.
Yeah.
The predominant Fly Jam producers. So, hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up at 5, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. And at 6, it is Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Get your requests in right now. We've got a couple of lines open. And we got more requests to take here on Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right, here's our next Fly Jam. And by the way, coincidentally, Dan, I had to sing this song earlier this week.
That what a fortuitous coincidence.
Isn't that amazing? Here we go.
Sweet, softly, I'm falling in love with you. Wish me love, oh, wishing well, kiss and tell. Oh, wishing well, a butterfly take. Wish me love, oh, wishing well, kiss and tell. Oh, wishing well, a crocodile chase.
Song is a jam. It's a great song. Terrence Trent D'Arby, he's fantastic. Just ask him, he'll tell you. He was quoted at one time, Roger, as saying that he was better than the Beatles. fantastic.
Yeah. And how'd that go over?
Well, yeah. Didn't go over very well, but he was popular for sure. In 1988, he was popular. Yeah. And his first album is phenomenal. Yeah. All right. From the 773 area code, we had this request. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Dan, I believe that was also produced by Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas.
Maybe the Eclipse is a fan of Terry Thomas and Huey Lewis.
And you know, of course, that artist is best friends with Steve Cochran.
That's right.
Alexander O'Neill. I remember we played, that was A Broken Heart Can Mend, Alexander O'Neill. I remember we played, what was the song we played by... Alexander. Fake.
Fake.
We played Fake many times, but the first time we ever played it on Fly Jams Friday, I was going downstairs to do crosstalk with Cochran, and Cochran has spent some time in Minneapolis, as many people know. He spent a lot of time in Minneapolis, and a lot of those artists that were associated with Prince were produced by Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas, who were in... it's not really Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas, the British guy with the gap in his teeth and Huey Lewis and the News. It's not those guys. It's... now I can't even think of their real name. Terry Lewis, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. So anyway, they were part of the Time, the group that Prince put together with Morris Day. And they went on to be incredibly successful producers, Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. And so we played Fake, and I go downstairs to do crosstalk with just hang out a little bit on Cochran's show. And I get down there and Cochran comes in and he takes out his phone. And I'm sitting there. He takes out his phone. He presses two buttons, and Fake starts playing out of his phone. Oh, and I'm like, "What?" He's like, "That's Alexander O'Neill, man. I know Alexander. Like, he's best friends with Alexander O'Neill. Is out of Minnesota.
It's like an instant produced hit on his phone.
And he had it on his phone. I'm like, can you call Alexander O'Neill right now? Can we talk? Can we wake him up?" So, I always found that to be very, very entertaining.
Yeah, and that was early. That was like the third ever Fly Jams.
Oh, it was
Friday.
Way back. Yeah, it was way one of the. You know, I mean, we've been doing this now since what, 2014?
Yep.
So yeah, that's over 3 years we've been doing it, and that was one of the first ones. I go downstairs and Cochran pulls out his phone, doesn't say a word. Cochran just pulls out his phone, he hits two buttons, and Fake starts playing out of his phone. He's like, "I know Alexander O'Neill," and I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's right." I'm just picturing Cochran hanging out at First Avenue every night. You know, hanging with Prince, you know, Janet Jackson at the table with Cochran. That's what I'm just seeing. Oh, man. All right. 847 area code, Fly Jam. And this is a classic, an absolute classic. See, that doesn't get any better than that. Delphonics.
That's
doesn't perfect. Get any better than that.
Perfect.
Amazing song. All right. 312-981-7200. A few lines are open if you would like to jump in and request a Fly Jam, some R&B, some funk. Let's get to the phones. Here is Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, did Vic lose the last with Esmeralda by that? That sounded like a little bit of revenge out of context to me.
No, he won. He won big time just this
really?
Week. Yeah, he won. It was this week. It was yesterday. It was Wednesday.
Wednesday morning.
We did it Wednesday morning. We did with Esmeralda by it. He won soundly, too.
Now, he did send that in before he won.
Oh, he did send that in before he won. So he might have been bitter. About the last time, he might have been, but he did win. And in fact, this is the first time anybody has gotten all of them right.
I went 8 for 8 once.
Oh, you did? Okay. Okay. I've never gotten all of them right. I've never gotten them all of them right.
But it's been a while since.
That's right. You mentioned that you went 8 for 8 after.
I did.
Yeah, because he went
not
7. He went 7 for 7. So Vic went 7 for 7 Wednesday morning when we did Wes Merrill to buy that. And he was real cocky, I mean, about it too, man. Real cocky. He was very happy about that win. So, but I don't know if it was revenge or what. So, but I just know he's got a filthy mind, Bob. That's all I know.
That was really unfortunate that he hired that trumpeter to follow us around to play sad trombone. Really unprofessional.
I know. Everywhere we went, it was like... Everywhere we went. I'd wake up in the morning. Well, I don't wake up in the morning. I wake up at night, but that's okay. All right, Bob.
Well, I was going to recognize another birthday last month, but then I got caught up in duets and cover songs, and you went away for a week or so. So anyway, this guy is still around. He turned 74 last month. His 8th child will turn 1 year old in December, and his great-granddaughter just turned 3 years old this past May. So, of course, I'm speaking about the great Mick Jagger. Mm-hmm. In honor of Mick's birthday, I thought I'd play the original Harlem Shuffle. Here's Bob and Earl.
All right. You slide to the left. So, Bob, this song is featured in the magnificent and beautifully choreographed opening credits of Baby Driver. The entire song, and it's beautifully choreographed, and it's all done in one take. It follows Baby Driver down the street to get some coffee and back to the building, and all the stuff that's happening in the background and all the stuff that's happening. There are graffiti pieces on the wall that have lyrics from the song that pop up at the same time that the lyrics pop up in the movie. It is extraordinary. It's one extraordinary sequence in a movie full of incredible music and extraordinary scenes.
I'm glad they got Simon and Garfunkel too. That's a terrific song.
Yeah. Oh, the soundtrack for Baby Driver is amazing, and the use of the music in the movie is just it's the most fun I've had in a movie all year, without question. The most fun I've had in a movie, the most joy I've gotten out of sitting in a movie theater for 2 hours this year has been Baby Driver, without question. So. And by the way, I hate the Rolling Stones version.
I'm not crazy about it, but that's a great.
The original, that's a phenomenal song. Yeah, it's a phenomenal song.
So,
all right, Bob, have a great week.
At least they made a lot of money for Bob and Earl, and that's good.
That's true, man. That's true. All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Take care. Yeah, it was nice. I mean, some of the stuff that they use in Baby Driver, man, there's like, you know, some songs that people know and other songs, but there are a lot of obscure songs, like stuff that you would never really know. And my favorite sequence in the movie, because all of the car chases in the movie and all the action scenes are choreographed to music, so right, everything that happens, even gunshots are with the drum beat of songs. My favorite scene in the movie, and there's so many of them, is there's an insane car/foot chase that's choreographed and cut to Hocus Pocus by Focus, one of the greatest hard rock jams of the early 70s.
Really?
Instrumental, and Hocus Pocus by Focus is an insane song because it features yodeling. It's got one of the hardest riffs of all time. It's an instrumental, which is weird, and it was a popular song. And the other thing is, Dan, I don't know if I ever told you about this, that they asked the great Edgar Wright, who wrote and directed Baby Driver, if there was a method to his madness in the way he chose the songs. You know, and he said, no, a little bit, just one moment in particular, because before the Hocus Pocus bit, which is a band called Focus, the scene before that is edited to a song by Blur. So it goes from Blur to focus. And only Edgar Wright would be, you know, goofy enough to throw something like that in there, because he's the king of Easter eggs. So, and if you've not, by the way, if you've not seen Baby Driver, it's getting re-released this week into AMC theaters. And it's I think it's still my favorite movie of the year. I mean, I've seen a lot of great movies have come out this year, but it's still the most joy I've felt in a movie theater all year was Baby Driver. Just an extraordinary movie. If you've not seen it, see it. And see it on the biggest screen possible, if you can. All right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then more Fly Jams. 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests. Yeah, man. Now, again, Dan, I chose the songs that I chose this morning are full on 80s.
Yes, they are.
This is Surface. I don't even know if Surface ever had. This wasn't even a big hit.
Coincidentally, we have a Surface song coming up from Dino.
Oh, yes, we do. I'm looking at that right there. Surface featured twice this morning on Fly Jams Friday. I will say this, you have to enjoy, is Surface a dude or was it a band?
I was not able to ascertain from either video I've seen. I think it was one of those like Dave Matthews Band where maybe there was one guy who's kind of the lead, but they're right. All a band.
Okay. Like the Dave Matthews Band. That's the weirdest comparison. the Surface. They're like the Dave Matthews Band. But anyway, Surface has a fantastic high top fade, does he not, Dan? I mean,
spectacular.
It's spectacular. And he's got those great 80s. Yeah, there's Surface. It's three guys, apparently. Okay, thank you, Roger. Roger is the president of the Surface fan club. All right.
And the electric drum set.
Right. God. All right. Here we go. Speaking of Roger, Roger requested some songs this morning. In this first one he requested, well, it's pretty good.
It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know. Change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
That's a magnificent song.
Just fantastic.
Yeah, magnificent. You know, obviously Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
Please, what can you say about Sam Cooke? Also used beautifully in Spike Lee's Malcolm X.
Oh yeah.
Beautifully used in Malcolm X. Like it's the scene where. It's just before he gets killed.
Right.
And Denzel is just kind of like floating down the street, and they're playing that song. Amazing. All right, Roger, you had another one. And this is, it's one of the Nevilles.
Yes?
Yes.
Girl, you know how we feel. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. But down inside of me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride.
Now, we were talking about SNL yesterday morning, and I know that you don't watch it with regularity,
right.
but about 12 years ago or so, Horatio Sanz used to do an Aaron Neville impression. Did you ever see his Aaron Neville impression?
No.
It involves him putting cocoa butter on his big arms.
But I do remember when the Neville brothers appeared on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I remember that episode.
Well, you know who does many of the Neville brothers album covers, and his the breakout thing for Tony Fitzpatrick was the album Aaron Neville album cover he did.
Oh,
yeah, the Neville
and
brothers.
For a while, after hearing that song. For many years, I did not know there was, like, the whole family.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was just a single artist.
There are 312 Nevilles. and then finally, another legendary song that Roger chose.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealer's honking. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
The Impressions, a great song. You ever hear the cover version with Jeff Beck and Rod Stewart?
No.
It's fantastic.
I will listen to it.
Rod Stewart. It was on a Rod Stewart album. Jeff Beck plays guitar on it. Fantastic. I want to say 86, 87.
I will listen to it.
Fantastic cover.
Thank you.
All right. Another request here is Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, you got to try that whole Moving Waves album by Focus. Spring of 1973, and most of the music on it is softer than Hocus Pocus. But anyway, after suggesting a Soundgarden Eclipse twofer, I tried to think of an Eclipse fly jam, but I'm going to settle for a crossover fly jam. This is done by an English white woman, but she is soulful. Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield.
All right.
Because I'm young, everything's all right. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. The Lord, he was.
Yes, he was.
This song got a big boost in popularity in 1994 because Quentin Tarantino put it in Pulp Fiction, and it got, and you know, that soundtrack sold like a, you know, a billion copies. So Bennett, The Business of Funk, Wake Night has a request. The Business of Funk, shall we hear Bennett, The Business of Funk's choice?
Then when I asked, do you have a man, she tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, you.
It's kind of impossible. Impossible to describe how much I love this song. Bismarck Key is the man. Nice request, Bennett, Business of Funk. All right, I think that's all we got time for. And Dino's request for Surface, we'll get to that. We won't have a Surface twofer this morning. We'll have to wait till next Friday for Surface. All right, well, there you go. Thanks, everybody, for participating. Bennett, thank you for the biz.